Before we get started with this week's episode, I would like to let everyone know I will be running a holiday sale on my 9-week course. If you have wanted to take my online course for a long time, but just haven't for whatever reason, this is the perfect opportunity to take advantage of 50% off. You can look in the caption below for the links and coupon code to take advantage of this amazing offer. Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I am so excited that you are here. Let's dive right into this week's topic. Hey guys, welcome back. Thanks for joining me for another video. So this week, I want to get into different ways that a narcissist can provoke you to kind of stir the pot and create some drama in your life. Now, if we learned anything from these types of personalities, we know that these types of people just like to gain supply in any way, shape, or form. So they want positive attention, which is their new source of supply most often, the person that they can get the praise, the admiration from. And then they also want to have an emotional punching bag. So they also want the people that they can manipulate, that they can hurt on some level. And I know that sounds really sick and twisted, but unfortunately, because you're dealing with someone who is so damaged and wounded and insecure, they need that validation. They need to know that they matter by either getting praise from you or getting negative attention from you. So now, once you've learned these kind of methods of kind of poking at you to get a rise out of you, you will stop being so reactive to this person. So the first thing is, someone who's unhealthy is always going to want to annoy you. They're going to just want to pick at you a little bit. And what that means is they're going to say certain things that are going to get under your skin. So remember, this person knows you very, very well. So they know exactly what to say to get a rise out of you. So it might be a phrase, it might be you're too sensitive, it might be why are you so, you know, over emotional, oh look, you can't move on. Whatever it is, you have to really know your audience and you have to be able to kind of take an inventory of past experiences that you've been in with this person and what do they typically say that really gets under your skin. And every time you bring it to their attention or you try to fight back, they never will see your side. So if someone says to you, hey, you know, you're just really sensitive and you get so offended by that and you begin being reactive, which is overly explaining why you are being sensitive or why that's not okay that that person said that, and you begin this kind of back and forth and the person's just sitting there not giving you what you need, which is validation, or which is, I'm sorry, you're absolutely right, that's probably completely rude or disrespectful. You're never going to get that from that person. Instead, what they do is they just sit there and they let you continue to build all this negative energy inside of you and become so reactive that then they win. And the energy exchange actually happens where now they're getting what they really wanted from you, which is just for you to react to them. So this is where someone is not gonna only say something completely hurtful, but they're also gonna gaslight you. This is when they're also going to completely invalidate you. So they know all you want is the validation from them and they're going to purposely not want to give it to you. They're gonna really fight with you on this until you become so erratic and over emotional that you almost then prove the toxic person or narcissistic person's point. Like, look, you actually are crazy because you're getting so erratic, you're getting so defensive. Like, why are you getting so angry? And it's because all you're looking for is the validation. All you're looking for is, you know, for the person to say, you know, you're absolutely right. I see this so often with people that have to co-parent with someone who's really difficult, or not even just co-parent, someone that has come to the table, a healthy adult, and says, look, what you did and what you said, it really hurt, it really bothered me. And when someone doesn't see your side and give you what it is that you feel like you deserve and what you want out of that person, which is validation, which is an apology, which is something that shows me that you're a normal human being with empathy and feelings, because you're never gonna get that from that person, it's like you're constantly doing this with them. You're fighting so hard for them to just be a human and give you that bit of empathy and compassion, and you're never going to get it. the more you can work on accepting who a person is and that this person's not capable and you're never going to get the things that you actually want from this person, then the more you don't become reactive to everything that they do and say that's so incredibly hurtful, you begin to learn how to do things like self-soothe, like learn how to parent yourself through these situations, like learning how to monitor yourself when you are with this person. And unfortunately, that means walking on eggshells, but sometimes that's what you have to do when you have to deal with a certain type of a person, whether it is co-parenting or seeing someone at a family function. I see this often a lot of times with children or, you know, adults having to deal with their parents, where you can't just like say, okay, I'm never going to see you again, and you have to talk to them on some levels. This is all about you and monitoring yourself, and this is not about trying to change the other person. Remember, all these things, whether it's the gaslighting or the invalidating or just quite frankly saying the most hurtful things that anyone could ever say to you, all of these things really have to do with a person not being able to own their own stuff. And what I mean by that is owning their own insecurities, owning, you know, having some kind of accountability for their part in the reason why you're being so sensitive, or the reason why you're upset, or the reason why you're needing validation. Again, you're never gonna get that. So the more you can understand the person that you're dealing with and learn who this person really is and become very familiar with what are their tactics that they like to use, every person is going to use a few things really well. And then when you see, or when they see that this one thing that they've always used on you for a very long period of time isn't working, then you're gonna see them try to switch up their game. And again, this is about you being very aware in those environments of like, okay, they went from gaslighting to manipulation, and now they're getting really angry and nasty because I'm really just not even being reactive to them. You'll start to see these patterns, and you'll start to see this person really break down. And eventually, over a period of time of you being consistent with not being reactive and knowing these things, the person will start to just leave you alone. Remember, everything that this person is trying to do, all of these different tactics and ways to kind of pick at you to cause this drama, this is their way of feeling in control. This is their way of hopefully chipping away at your self-esteem and your ability to have control over your own emotions as well. It could also be, you know, chipping away at your self-esteem and making you feel weak and just quite frankly exhausting you to the point where maybe you get to a point where you don't even want to fight this fight anymore, and you just kind of start giving up and just take whatever this person is doing and not standing up for yourself, not being a healthy adult. So here's the thing, no matter what this person tries to do, how do you actually handle yourself? How you handle yourself is every time you see their, you know, choice of drink, you know, what they like to do, manipulation, gaslighting, whatever it is, just being verbally abusive, quite frankly, just name calling, whatever. All you have to do is be aware of the behavior, and you stop yourself right then and there, and you disengage, which is, when you do this, I don't appreciate it, and now we're not having this discussion anymore. And I'll talk to you when you're at a place where we can't actually have an adult conversation, even though in the back of your mind, you might know that that's probably never gonna happen. Now, depending on the person, you may not be able to even go there. Sometimes you just have to stop everything in its tracks and almost like make an excuse for why you have to disengage. Oh my God, I have to go, you know, FedEx is at the door. Oh my God, someone else is on the other line. I have to call this person back. We can talk about this later. Just any way that you can get out of this interaction so you don't become, you know, erratic, or you don't begin to react to this person, and you kind of cut the abuse right then and there, and you completely leave the environment. Now, after you have recognized a behavior, you leave an environment. If you've been in the situation for years with this person, at some point, this person is going to chip away at your ability to validate yourself, meaning you might begin to actually question your own self. If someone's constantly in your ear, dumping on you, verbally abusing you, especially gaslighting you and manipulating you, then you're going to have self-doubt. That's going to happen. So a big part of stopping this in its tracks and getting out of this environment is, so once you are out of the environment, it is your job to begin feeding yourself and parenting yourself to remind yourself of what really just happened, how you actually feel, and not allowing any more of that abuse to kind of seep into you, so you really begin to question yourself, right? Question whether or not you are too sensitive or you are over emotional. Maybe the problem is you. All of those things that someone who is probably not the healthiest, or maybe a little codependent, or has been in an abusive relationship for too long, begins to do. Now, the next way that someone who's narcissistic will try to kind of poke at you is by really finding, like, where are you weak? Where are you vulnerable? And really kind of chipping away at that. And one thing for sure is going to be, and this probably is more so when you're dealing with someone that you have to co-parent with, or maybe not, just even a friend, they want to make you jealous. They want to really pick at those vulnerabilities and those insecurities and really, like, you know, twist the knife a little bit more in that kind of area within yourself. So if you are in a relationship with someone and they tend to have this type of behavior, this is where you're going to hear them say comments that you think are completely inappropriate. Maybe talking about another woman or talking about another man. You're going to see, especially if you're not in a relationship with this person, where they're flaunting their new supply in front of you. If you are with this person, they might be a little too flirty with someone else to the point of it making you feel uncomfortable. And then, of course, if you try to verbalize, like, hey, this is bothering me, you'll immediately get, well, you shouldn't be that insecure. I'm just having a conversation with someone. Or I think you're imagining all of this in your head. That didn't really happen. You're going to start to get these behaviors. And then we go back to point one. So the reason why they do this is because they like this sense of, like, competition with you. Like, they want to make you feel insecure. So they feel like they're in the middle and they have these two options on either side. Again, it just kind of, like, reinforces and, like, feeds that really, really fragile ego that is constantly needing validation and praise in order for them to feel good about themselves. Now, again, them doing this is hurting you, which is sick and twisted, but that you're dealing with a completely emotionally immature person, and this is how they learn to cope in the world. Whereas you or I, if we're in a relationship, we don't need that type of validation. And if anything, even if we got it, it would probably make us feel uncomfortable because we're mature enough to know that I don't need every man or every woman in the room to think I'm amazing and to flirt with me and to give me, you know, verbal praise or whatever it is. And I also don't need my partner to feel uncomfortable or jealous because I am talking to this other person. That's not going to make me feel like the catch in the room. So you learned how to give yourself that level of self-esteem where you don't do those things. This person has not. And that's where we can't be reactive to behaviors that they're doing like this, because you understand you're actually dealing with a child. This is also where the cheating sometimes comes into play. So when someone starts cheating or has emotional affairs, this is why. Because they enjoy two people basically having two separate lives or pinning two people against each other. Now, it could be, I just think the grass is greener, or it could be, I'm so self-involved that I think that I'm worthy to have a relationship with you and have something else on the side. It could be revenge. I feel like you weren't giving me what I needed, so I jumped ship and I deserve to do that. And there might be guilt, but there's not gonna be, like, a real sense of guilt where I'll stop what I'm doing because I'm actually having fun. I get the best of both worlds. So you start to see this type of behavior when someone is trying to provoke you. Now, you may not know about what's going on behind the scenes. You may not know that your partner is jumping ship and cheating, or, you know, you may, and they may make it very, very obvious. I've heard so many stories that still to this day, it, like, boggles my mind that these people actually exist in the world. But again, I think it's important to understand that the basis of this video is really for you to get not only just these tactics, but understand that these type of people need attention. They need negative attention and they do need positive attention. They really do need both. Now, if you are the ex of someone who you believe is narcissistic or unhealthy or whatever the case may be, number one, no social media. We're not stalking anyone. We're not looking at the new supply. We're not looking at your ex-partner. We're not doing any of that because you're going to see things that are going to hurt you. So what I always tell people is don't do things that you know are going to deliberately cause you pain, even though there's going to be a part of you that, like, still wants to do it. So you have to fight that urge. Someone has to be the adult inside of you to kind of take charge and say, this isn't right for us. This isn't good for us. And we're not doing it. This is also where I tell people that you have an ego as well, and I'm sure it's hurt and wounded and bruised by whatever it is that this person is doing, but try to use the ego for good, meaning refuse to react and show a person that you're bothered by what it is that they're doing and how they're living their life, their new relationship, whatever the case may be. if you are upset about something, that's your time to parent yourself, to soothe yourself, to talk to a friend, to talk to a therapist, to talk to a coach, whatever, so you can handle the emotional side of something that you're going through. But when you're dealing with someone, the best place to be is at a place where you're indifferent. Right? Like whatever you do, whatever you say, I'm not reacting to it. I'm not bothered by it because you don't want to give the person what it is that they really crave, which is the drama, which is you feeling insecure. Now, the last thing that someone will do to really try to provoke some drama is really so incredibly abusive and rude. I mean, all of these are absolutely ridiculous. And it's like even crazy to think that this is what people actually do and how they live their lives. But this is something that is really, really damaging. I mean, they're all damaging, but it's the silent treatment and it's the stonewalling. This is where someone completely shuts down. The minute you bring something to the table, they're not talking about it. They're completely dismissive. And it really extremely invalidates you and what you're going through and how you feel. Now, this is going to be even more hurtful when perhaps someone, maybe it's an ex-partner, has done something to you that is so hurtful. And you come to the table with, hey, this bothered me. I can't believe you did that to me. And there's just no remorse. There's no talking about it. There's no apology. There's no empathy, which you're never going to get. That's really tough to go through. Or you could be with your partner, still be in a relationship, something's bothering you, and they just completely shut down and they actually don't want to talk for days, probably. They really withhold, you know, being communicative with you about this topic because, again, that could be revenge, that could be because they just don't want to own their part and they don't want to hear anything about it, which of course invalidates you and makes you feel awful because this is the person that's supposed to love you and care about you and they don't want to own anything or even try to work on it. Again, that's something that's really difficult to go through. And if you're in those situations, you're going to, it's natural to want to be reactive because what someone is doing is so ridiculous and you would never behave like that, that you almost begin to kind of go crazy. And that's where you become over emotional. And that's when you become too sensitive. And that's when you become crazy and reactive. And you need to be okay with accepting that this person is going to think that you're crazy. This person is going to think that you're over emotional. This person is not going to validate your feelings. That's okay. This person can think whatever they want to think. This is more about you and you not being enmeshed in the drama. And I think when you start to kind of detach a little bit from that and you begin to self-soothe yourself, your energy changes. And that's where this person will just start to leave you alone. So that about wraps it up. Thanks guys so much for all of your support. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode and I will see you next week.